How are we? I don't know why I always have this sudden urge to start singing whenever I start a podcast. I think I'm going back to my youth where I used to have this DJ set and I used to rap, believe it or not, with my sister. Not very well. It also had noises like, I think I actually spoke about this in the very first ever episode that I did for this podcast. And it also made animal noises. So I would rap. I'm not going to start rapping. I nearly did. I'm going to save you. I'm going to spare you that. And I used to put animal noises in with it as well. So it'd be like ribbit, ribbit, quack, quack. Yeah, anyway, needless to say, the rapping career never took off. This is why I do what I do. And clearly there's still something in me that wants to be a professional singer. So it comes out at the beginning of every podcast episode, apparently. I'm rambling. Hey, I hope you guys are well. Now, I don't want to be that person that says, can you believe it's the end of the year? But can you believe it's actually the end of the year? Because I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more my life is flashing before my eyes. And it's freaking me out a little bit, I'm not going to lie. But I wanted to do an episode about reflecting on 2022, what went right, what maybe didn't go right, the big lessons that I had, and also what I want to do in 2023. And today, so I'm filming this episode 2 weeks in advance. Go me. And today on my Instagram story, so a couple weeks ago, as you're listening to this, I was on a rampage on Instagram talking about how a lot of people, by the end of the year, they get to December, 1st of December, even sometimes November. And in full transparency, I had a really shitty November. Just wasn't feeling it at all. And the reason for that was because something happened in my personal life and it just sort of made me spiral into losing my spark and my zest, and I just felt like I wasn't myself. And because of that, look, we're human, it happens, and I always want to be honest and as vulnerable as I feel comfortable being with you guys, because that's really a very core value of mine, is to be open and transparent. So I wasn't feeling myself in November, and actually I was like, fuck this, like I hate it here. Like I just don't feel like doing anything. I wasn't feeling inspired or creative. And then towards the end of November, I started being like, enough now, I've wallowed, I want to get out of this funk. And I made some really conscious decisions to get out of it. And I think I was ready to get out of it. Sometimes you don't feel quite ready to get out of a funk. I had definitely sat in my funk for long enough. I was ready to leave the funk building. And I decided to write down a bunch of things that I wanted to do in December and in 2023. And the reason why I say in December as well is because this time of year is a time that a lot of people not just start to slow down. And I want to be extremely clear here. December absolutely is a time for enjoying spending time with your family and friends or whoever you spend the holidays with, enjoying Christmas, maybe taking some time off. Like I totally am on board with all of that. I'm definitely going to be taking time off. I'm actually going to be going to Switzerland for Christmas and New Year, which I'm very excited about. But it's also a time where a lot of people have the mentality where they think, I'm just going to throw in the towel now. It's the end of the year. I maybe didn't achieve X, Y, and Z. Oh, well, what's the point of even trying? The year's basically over. I'm just going to start again in January 2023, January 1st. That's when I'm going to make some changes. And to this, I say that this is the fucking worst attitude you could ever have, because your goals, without starting to sound like a motivational speaker, your goals start now. If you want to see change in any area of your life, you need to start taking steps towards those goals today, even if it's just creating a plan to do that. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this and why I say this is because I see a lot of people throw in the towel now. And I think this is the most defeatist attitude. It's going to get you absolutely nowhere. And guess what? I bet you 9 times out of 10, those people on January 1st do not change what they're doing. They stay stuck in this cycle of procrastination and thinking, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes. And they're in the same place as they were December 2022, as they'll be in December 2023. And that is not what you want. You really want to start getting yourself into the mentality that I'm going to start making changes as I see fit straight away, rather than putting it off to tomorrow, putting it off to next week, or putting it off to next month when the new year starts. It's the exact same mentality as I'll start the diet tomorrow. Oh, I've eaten like shit today. I'm just going to eat, continue to eat more and more crap. I may as well get takeaway for dinner as well. Like, I've totally thrown in the towel today and I'm going to start again tomorrow. No, you have the power to take that control back and make changes now so that you can be more healthy or have that business that you want or land that next client. The change starts now, right? So, wow, that was a 5-minute tirade. Only a minute of that talking about my rapping career and the rest of it talking about that. But I really think it's a very, very important piece of this puzzle. And the reason why I'm doing this episode today is because I want to reflect back on this year, as I mentioned earlier. And I also want to talk about what I'm going to be doing in December and in January 2023, because I'm so excited about the changes that I'm going to be making. And one way that I decided to get out of this funk was to start making some changes. A lot of the time when we're in funks, and mine was to do with something in my personal life, but because I am not the best compartmentalizer, I'm going to be totally transparent and honest with you guys, I really do struggle with separating my personal life and my business life. If things are going well in my personal life, generally speaking, things are going well in my business. When things are not going well in my personal life, that is when I start feeling like I can't give my business the energy that it deserves. And I think I drop the ball a little bit, if I'm being totally honest with you. And I'm human, and this is something I'm actively working on, but I do find difficult. And I definitely know that when I get into a funk, the thing I need to do actually is look at my core values. And one of my core values, and one of the ways that I live my life, I've moved countries a few times. I change things up a lot. If I don't like my environment, I'll change it up. If I'm not happy with a certain area of my life, I'll make a change. Like, I'm a very proactive person. And something I really looked at was, okay, I'm in a funk in my business. I'm not inspired to create content. I don't really feel like I've got a lot to say. I don't feel motivated at all, which is very unusual for me. Normally, my business is something that lights me up a lot. And I was talking to my coach about this, and we discussed that actually something that really excites me is change. And often, and also if you've listened to my episode with my business coach, Rebecca Hayden, which is a couple of episodes back now, I highly recommend you listen to it. It's a great episode, if I say so myself, that one of the things that I really hate is feeling stagnant. And this is a belief I had to really push through. And whenever I'm in a funk, I feel like I'm being stagnant. And I need to move through that. And by moving through stagnancy, I need to make some changes. So let's first reflect on 2022 and the year that was. I started off 2022, which actually feels like a really long time ago now, but I started off 2022 feeling, again, a little bit funky, not gonna lie. My business was going well. I was starting my second year in business. And I'm actually going to look at my finances now. I'm not one to be like, I earned this much money. I just don't love to do that. It just rubs me out the wrong way. But in January, I did all right. I launched High Impact Sales School, I think for the third or fourth time in January. Launch went okay. Had a few great one-on-one clients, that kind of thing. So I was doing all right. I actually also hired a business coach in January as well, because I felt like I knew what I was doing in certain areas, but I did feel, again, I'm going to use that word again, I felt stagnant. I felt like my recurring revenue was always around the £2,000 mark. And I was struggling to, and in fact, in 2021, towards the end of the year, I had a few slow months. And I did have a few moments where I was like, oh, like, I know I can do this. I had this unwavering belief in myself, but I definitely had a couple of slow months. And anyone who has ever had a few slow months whilst running their own business knows that it is not a good feeling. It can be quite anxiety inducing. And I was lucky that I had that belief in myself. But yeah, I definitely did struggle a wee bit. So anyway, I'm digressing, but I hired a one-on-one coach, and February was a shitty month. I'm not going to lie. I got shingles. So naturally, February was not the month for me. I had my sty disappeared then. Like, I had all these like weird Victorian illnesses at certain points. It was just one of those months that, you know, it's just a write-off. But that month I had a higher amount of recurring revenue, but funnily enough, I didn't make any extra sales. So I was okay business-wise, but I didn't make any sales. I was unwell for most of the month. If you've ever had shingles, I really, you know, you understand the pain. It's not a good time. And then moving further throughout the year, I think I made some massive improvements. March onwards definitely improved for me. My sales just increased and increased and increased. Had a couple of maybe slightly slower months middle of the year, but also middle of the year was when I moved to Edinburgh from Australia. So busy time, I decided to launch during that time. Some would call me a sadist, others a mad woman. You might think I'm both. So it was, yeah, an interesting time to launch. No regrets. It was fine. And I definitely felt more confident in the messaging and felt more confident strategy-wise. I think I really stepped into myself a little bit more because I didn't see those blind spots prior to hiring this coach. So I improved a lot strategy-wise. I improved a little bit mindset-wise, I think. I was in a bit of a funny space at the beginning of this year, and then my mindset definitely started to improve, but I wouldn't say I was actively doing that much mindset work, which is probably a little weird for me. I am someone that's always been interested in self-development, psychology, all that jazz. So it was something that I definitely needed to work on a little bit more, but wasn't necessarily doing all that work, but also have to give myself a bit of grace. Like, I just moved country, so it's like, give it a break. This is the year I experienced my highest income months. So around August, hang on, no, was it August? No, like May was the highest cash month I'd ever had in my business. And then again, it sort of just continued to grow, not always in a linear way. Like, some months were higher than others, of course, but I definitely noticed an obvious increase in my revenue, for sure. And a few things happened in order for me to do that. So around, I'm trying to think when it was. I can't remember when I hired Rebecca. I think it was around August, July or August, I hired Rebecca, because I was experiencing that same thing. I kept having every month, I would start the month with 2K recurring revenue, money that I knew was going to come into the bank. And I don't want to go on about this too much because I did a whole episode about how I overcame this, but I hired Beck because I was like, I know the strategy. I need some help with my mindset. So that's why I hired Rebecca. She does business and mindset, but I mainly hired her for the mindset piece. So that's something we definitely worked a lot through. Again, I'm going to leave the link to that episode in the show notes. So if you want to learn more about how I moved through that, then definitely go listen. But I did move through that and started noticing very quickly, I think maybe within a couple months, and I wasn't doing anything crazy mindset-wise, but I noticed a couple of months in that my recurring revenue had significantly increased. Like, I'm talking like my recurring revenue was basically tripling. So, I mean, that's always nice, isn't it? So things in business were going really well, and I felt like I was actively working on my mindset. I felt more confident than I've ever felt. And in terms of the changes I'd made into my business, I went through a period around the time where I hired Beck, where I decided I wasn't going to do any group coaching programs for the foreseeable. It wasn't lighting me up anymore. I also retired Story Sales Academy, which was one of my highest selling programs. People loved it, but I decided that I wanted to breathe new life into it. So I created Sold Out Stories. So a few things, I've made a few decisions there. I was like, right, mindset needs a kick up the ass. I need to stop doing things like creating extended payment plans for one-on-one clients. Like, I really stepped into, nope, this is my price and this is the kind of person I want to work with. And if they can't afford it, that's fine. There is another offer for them, but this offer is for X, Y, and Z person who can afford it. And that is the price they need to pay. And I'm not extending it. I'm not adding on any extra months or anything like that. So that was definitely something I also stepped into. So a massive mindset shift for sure. Many multiple massive mindset shifts. I went through a funny period, which I touched on at the start of this episode, end of October, beginning of November, and throughout November. Not a good time for me, but funnily enough, I definitely have gotten to a point where I can take my foot off the gas a little bit if there are things going on in my life. And in particular, the worst week I had in this thing that happened, I landed 4 high ticket clients and I'd barely shown up online or said anything. But I think it was because of all of the work that I'd done. Well, I know actually, it was because of all the work I'd done prior to that week for 2 years being super consistent and all the mindset work I'd done in the last few months that led to me being able to do that. So I felt like I was definitely towards the end of the year at a point where I felt very supported by my business and it was very reliable and consistent and I was constantly growing, which is such a wonderful place to be because it doesn't always happen. I think there's this huge I feel like I need to do a whole episode on expectations when running your own business. And I've definitely talked about it before. If you listened to an episode a little while ago with me, Natalie, and Meg, we spoke about expectations in business and surviving our first and second year in business. And I think when you finally get to a point where all your hard work is paying off and you feel like you're being really supported by your business, even when maybe in your personal life things haven't gone as smoothly as you'd like, then you do feel, it's a really good feeling. You feel secure, and I felt very secure, still do, in my business. So all in all, I think the massive changes I made were, at the beginning of the year, I'd say it was massively improving my messaging, really standing out as an authority. People were taking notice. I felt more confident. I got out of my funk at the beginning of the year. I then was still experiencing the revenue issue. And I was like, right, this has got to be a mindset problem because I feel like I've got the strategy pretty down pat. And then I hired a mindset, well, obviously I moved to Edinburgh, which was massive, hired a mindset coach, made a few changes to my product suite, started stepping into higher revenue months, which is amazing. Felt more and more supported by my business than ever. October, November, hello funk. But now we're in December. Overall, I feel like this year was a really great year in business. Challenging, I'm not going to lie. I went through a few funks. I moved countries. I launched a lot. I had some disappointments. I had a lot of wins. But overall, I would say it's been positive, but challenging. It wasn't smooth sailing by any means. There were certain times that it felt easy and certain times where I was coming up against a lot of resistance, mainly internal resistance, I would say. So feeling a lack of inspiration or not feeling aligned with my programs or what I was doing and how I was feeling. So yes, I would say overall positive, but there were definitely a lot of challenges along the way. Now, let's talk about 2023, shall we? / December. So the other day I had a call with my coach and we were talking about what next year is going to look like and we were mapping that out and I just got so excited and it was one of the huge catalysts of me really moving out of my funk, if I'm honest. So one of the biggest catalysts for sure of me getting out of my funk is adding another pillar to my business. So I have signed up to do an NLP course starting in January. Now, NLP, for those who are unaware, is neuro-linguistic programming. And it's probably best you Google it so I don't butcher the explanation, the definition of this. But essentially what NLP is all about is it's about reprogramming your mind and how you think, because how you think informs your beliefs, informs your actions, informs your results. So it works on your brain at a subconscious level so you can make changes so that you can vastly improve your life in any area of your life. I hope I did that explanation justice. I am so excited about this because for a while now I felt like something has been missing in my business. As I said earlier, this is something I'm really passionate about, is psychology and self-development and mindset. Anyone who knows me personally knows this. And they're some of my favorite conversations to have. And you probably may have noticed, actually, if you follow me on Instagram, my content is definitely shifting more equally towards mindset as it is focused on business. And I still obviously want the business pillar in my business. I'm still a business coach at the end of the day, but I've noticed that something felt missing for me, but also for my clients, because mindset is such a huge part of running a successful business. And if you want to run a successful business, it is a non-negotiable to work on your mindset. And if you don't work on it and you come into difficulty, which you inevitably will running a business, you're going to struggle. It's going to be really difficult. So it massively informs your results. It massively informs how you run your business and how the energy you give out from your business. And I want to help my clients with this. I also want to help myself with this more. And I cannot fucking wait to do this course. I'm honestly so excited. So NLP program is going to be starting in January. I'm going to do a practitioner level. And then I can almost guarantee that I'll do the master level as well. But we'll start off with the practitioner level and start implementing that. And then I'm sure I'll probably move on to other bits and bobs as well. Because one other thing that I spoke about with Rebecca, my coach, is that I love to keep learning and staying curious, and I find that when I get into funks, it's when I stop doing that. I always like to look, like, appreciate what I've got, of course, but always look at what's next. Like, what can I learn next? What can I do next? How can I keep growing? And that's something that's really important to me. So stepping into mindset, adding that extra pillar in my business is going to be massive. I also want to start doing some more in-person things, because as much as I do enjoy, to a degree, the online element of my business, which is actually really the entirety of my business, I'm a very social person. I love meeting new people, and naturally I'm more extroverted than I am introverted. And I get energy from meeting new people and doing new things and going to networking events and hosting things and doing workshops and collaborating more. And I really want to make this a priority for me next year. And I want to host in-person events. I would love to do meetups with people that are in business as well, with other women in business or men in business, don't really care. I would love to do more collaborations online and in person. And I would love to have more of that community outside of the online space, because let's be real, sometimes the online space can be a little suffocating. And I think adding that more human element of in-person events would be amazing. I also love doing masterclasses. So for those who don't know, I used to be a teacher, and teaching, although not in a classroom capacity, but in a business coaching capacity, is one of my favorite things. And I love hosting a masterclass. Like, if you've ever seen me host a masterclass, I think you would know that I'm definitely in my element. So I definitely want to do more of this kind of style of teaching next year. One thing that I didn't do this year that I actually really wanted to do for ages, and I'm still trying to figure out how this would work, is to turn some programs evergreen and start using paid advertising to sell those in the background, because I really love evergreen programs. So this is something that I'm still figuring out how that's going to look for me and what that's going to look like. So I've got some goals, got some things I want to work on. Finance-wise, I've got my own personal goals in terms of recurring revenue and where I want that to get to. I also want to become more savvy with my money and start looking at things, not just business-wise, but like looking at investing my money in things and being much more. I did start really putting effort into budgeting and taking control of my finances this year, especially in the latter part of this year. I definitely want to start doing more of that. I want to do more on the podcast. Now, something is coming very soon. I'm not sure if we would have announced it. I mean, I've basically just given it away. I don't think I would have announced it by the time that this episode goes out, but I am working on another little project. Just a little clue there. It's to do with podcasting. But I also want to maximize this podcast more. I want it to reach more ears. This podcast is something I absolutely love. I especially love the episodes where I'm interviewing people that are business owners. It lights me up. These are the conversations I love to have. I think I'm good at it. I thrive off it. I love meeting new people and making new connections. So I definitely want to start maximizing the podcast more, potentially releasing more episodes. That would be something I'd love to do. Again, I need to figure out how that's going to work in my schedule. I am thinking of doing 2 episodes a week. So maybe like a Monday episode where it's like 10 minutes long, 15 minutes long, where it's a solo episode. And then maybe later one later on in the week where I'm talking to and interviewing a business owner. So that is something I'm definitely looking at doing. And I also just definitely want to reach more people with the podcast, grow that much more, because it's something I absolutely love. In terms of how I want to feel in 2023, I definitely, and I've talked about this already in this episode, but something I want to do more of is learn. I want to really feed that curiosity. And I also want to, and this is going to sound woo-woo, but whatever. I always think that when I run my business, I'm very much in the do, strategy. And I'm definitely trying to lean more out of that, hence why I'm doing this NLP course. But I also want to receive a bit more and lean back a little bit more. And this doesn't mean do less. It just sort of means being open to new opportunities, having a different energy around me, I suppose, in my business. And that might not make any sense to you, but this is just how I want to feel next year. I want to feel like open and receptive to new things. I want to have that energy be really obvious to people who are watching me. And I want to feel that, yeah, reclaim my power a little bit, because I felt like the last month or so was difficult for me, and I know that that's not who I am at my core. And I want to, yeah, bring more of that energy into December and into January and start really growing. I think next year is going to be a really big year for growth, and lots of new exciting things are going to come my way. And I honestly cannot wait. I would love to know. So send me a DM on Instagram what your goals are for next year, what you thought of this episode, if any of the things that I've said that I want to be doing in December and January and the rest of 2023, if you resonate with any of that, if any of that, some of the things that you might be doing. And if you are wanting to really make some big changes and actually start now, not just wait until the 1st of January, or not just wait until X, Y, and Z date in the future, but you really want to make some big changes and step into next year in that powerful mindset, making moves, 5 strides ahead of everyone else who has thrown in the towel for the rest of the year, then there is an application to apply for my one-on-one coaching. You can start in December, or you can choose to start in January. The choice is up to you. I actually started with my coach in January this year. It's a different coach. And I just thought it was just the best way to start the year. Like being like, these are the changes I want to make. I'm going to hire this person, and straight away just got started with a bang, you know, and get out of that funk and just, yeah, get in that good like excitement and empowering energy. And all right, I'm rambling. But if you want to apply to work with me for my one-on-one 4 month or 6 month business coaching, then the application, as I said, is down below. If you've got any questions about my one-on-one coaching at all, I'm an open book. There is no pressure. I'm not going to try and push any agenda on you. Just come and say hi to me over on Instagram. You can DM me the word coaching, and I will give you any information you want to know. And I'm going to love you and leave you, but I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye. Thank you.